844, back with Rich and Ryan in the morning. It's currently 8 degrees below zero, which I know makes our next guest very, very happy. Welcome, Janelle Teppin, City Administrator of the City of Dundas.
Thank you, Rich. Did you say 80 below?
It may as well be, right? 8 degrees below zero, 80, but at some point you're just splitting hairs. It just feels awful out there. Yeah.
It's like when Dr. Hillman was here earlier, he's like, well, it could be negative 40. And I'm like, nope, not a bright spot. No.
You have to love Dr. Hillman for his optimism. Absolutely. But at some point you're just, oh God, I just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
How are you, Janelle?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good to see you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've been asking all of our guests coming back here for the new year, anything that you're working on for 2025 or any resolutions, any of that good stuff? Or are you just like, nope, just keep doing what I'm doing?
Folks, if you could see the look on your face right now.
I know it always puts people on the spot, but I'm like, that's kind of what I like about it.
Not personally, no.
Okay. Gotcha.
And professionally, no, we just, you know, roll into the new year. We have a slate of projects ahead of us. And
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just get to the work.
So let's talk about rolling into the new year. We had our first Dundas City Council meeting last night of the new year. And looking at the agenda, it looks like there was a lot of organizational stuff that happened last night.
Yeah, it's traditional with first meetings of the year. Everybody gets reappointed to the various committees and commissions that the city has. And, you know, we do newspapers and depositories and...
Yeah, you appointed an acting mayor, which I assume is like the second banana, I like the vice mayor sort of.
Right. Yeah.
Who is the acting mayor this year?
Again, it's Councilmember Grant Midori.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank Councilmember Midori for his service. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Everyone's been appointed and everything. There were some reports from your boards and committees. Anything interesting in any of that stuff?
In the reports, the city engineer reported that construction plans are nearing 60% completion on the Trunk Highway 3, County Road 1.
Okay.
Pedestrian crossing project that we received state grant dollars for.
Mm-hmm.
So that project will be proceeding in 2025.
That's good news.
He also reported that a water main loop project that we had included in our capital improvement program is, again, construction plans are being prepared, and we will be prepared to go out and bid that project early in the spring.
Fantastic. That pedestrian crossing is something that it feels like you guys have prioritized for a couple of years. I mean, it's a necessary thing. I mean, otherwise that's a little bit of a scary little intersection.
Oh, right, absolutely.
There.
And without casting shame on anyone who was around.
We would never do that here, ever.
The late teens, 2018-ish, when County Road 1 was rebuilt that it should have been included in the project at that time.
Yeah,
you have
a
divided four-lane highway with no pedestrian access across it, and it's completely unsafe.
Yeah, we talk about Northfield. People talk about the fact that Highway 3 is sort of this like major dividing line in the town, but for Dundas, it's even more so. I mean, because that intersection is so busy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm glad to see that that's moving forward. What else? So what else is going on last night?
One thing that the council did out of the ordinary in terms of, you know, the regular stuff on the first agenda of the year, they considered a request from Chapel Brewing to extend their hours on June 21st. Past their 10 o'clock closing to 11 p.m. to accommodate the Minnesota Brewery Run that annually comes to Dundas.
Yeah.
And the person who is in charge of that run, good friends with Tracy Vranich and Steve Schmidt, of Chapel owners, And at last year's event, was very impressed by the kind of beer garden down by the river mm-hmm. and the fireflies and yeah. the general ambiance of that. And yeah. so they are experimenting a little bit with the run, which is one of their most popular runs across the state.
Yeah.
So they'll extend those hours into the evening to take advantage of the great atmosphere in the beer garden with all the fireflies that are hopefully out on June 21st.
Right on the river. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and almost guarantee that the fireflies will be out by then.
Hold to that.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that happened that is worthy of conversation?
At the meeting last night? No.
Okay. What else is going on in the good city of Dundas?
Again, we look forward to 2025 and the slate of projects that we have ahead of us.
Yep. There's the old CHS co-op that project is that you're doing the where are you on that? That's the environmental study
right.
period, right?
So the phase two analysis was complete. We're following up with the engineers who did that just to get some clarification on what some of the things mean in that report.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once we find a developer for that parcel, the phase two analysis will be included as part of that. So they are right. aware of what things they need to do to
sure.
remedy any outstanding environmental issues.
Okay. All right. Boy, there was something else. Another project that I wanted to ask you about, and I don't remember. What about the EDA? Anything going on with the EDA right now?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry.
I want another big tractor supply kind of thing in Dundas.
Yeah, you know, I think people are just kind of hanging tight to see what happens in the next few months.
Yeah.
Before they commit to any larger projects.
I get it. That's we have a big hole next to our station for the same exact reason.
Yep.
So I get it. All right. Well, Janelle, it's always good to see you.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
It's always great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great. That's Janelle Teppin with the City of Dundas, keeping us up to date on all the information there. Thanks, Janelle. All right, we are going to take another quick break, get a word from a couple of sponsors, and we will be back momentarily.